I'm Daniel Murphy, Associate Professor of History, and you're listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Welcome to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Riches, the regional initiative for collecting the histories, experiences, and stories of Central Florida, is an umbrella program housing interdisciplinary public history projects that bring together different departments at the University of Central Florida with profit and nonprofit sectors of the community in order to promote the collection and preservation of the region's history. By facilitating research that records and presents the stories of communities, businesses, and institutions in Central Florida, Riches seeks to provide the region with a deeper sense of its heritage. This series will feature a podcast every 2 weeks, in the middle and at the end of each month, that will explore various aspects of Central Florida history. In today's episode, The Railways of Central Florida, Nicholas Neamey speaks with Phil Cross, historian for the National Railway Historical Society and host for the Central Florida Railroad Museum.
Hello, I am Nicholas Neamey, and thank you for listening to The Railways of Central Florida, an interview with Phil Cross, the first in our three-part series concerning the Winter Garden area. With these podcasts, we hope to offer you a greater understanding not only of the history of Central Florida, but the people and institutions that preserve and educate their communities. I recently had the opportunity to sit down with Phil Cross, the historian for the local chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, as well as host for the Central Florida Railroad Museum. And he was able to speak about his life, the Central Florida Railway Museum, and the historiography of Central Florida. Thank you again for sitting with us today, Mr. Cross. I think the first question I have to ask you today is, why trains?
I lived about a block from the main line for the Farragut and Gulf Railroad in Oakland. And my dad took me out to wave to the train. He loved trains. Mm-hmm. And he took me out to wave to the train each day, even before I could walk. So I've loved trains ever since.
Could you please tell us more about yourself for our audience?
I was born and raised in Oakland, which is 3 miles west of Winter Garden. I'm a seventh generation Florida native. I've lived in West Orange County my entire life. My dad and granddad moved to Oakland in December of 1900 on the former Orange Belt Railway from Spring Lake, Florida, which was just a little bit east of Brooksville, Florida.
My family moved here for the farming. They were vegetable farmers. And then as citrus came in, they started planting some of the farmland into citrus and phased out vegetables and trickled into citrus.
I'm a great-great-nephew of Judge James G. Spear, founder of Oakland. Researched West Orange County Railroad history and the history of Oakland, Tildenville, and Killarney for over 50 years. And I'm currently working on material for a book on the history of Oakland, Tildenville, and Killarney.
Where you did the shift from vegetables to citrus, that's what your book would be?
Or it's going to be more of a history book about the people who settled here, about why they came here for the farming, for the timber, and then they stayed and, you know, went into farming and then into the citrus industry.
Now we're in the initial stages of that. I've collected photographs for basically all my life, mm-hmm. and still collecting photographs, and we're collecting, you know, documents and information. There's a committee mm-hmm. that we have that is working on this book, and again, we're still in the kind of the initial stages. We're probably a year, two or three maybe, away from any thoughts of publication. We've still got a lot of photographs to scan and document that we've been offered. So we've got to get that done and then, you know, continue researching some documents for further information. But we're underway, but it's still in its initial stages. On the history of Oakland, in the early 1970s,
And that's kind of the basis for, I want to basically expand that and bring it more current and talk more about the people who came here to settle. You know, like list the mayors, list the fire chiefs, the police chiefs, the mayors, that kind of thing. And then just, you know, really fill in the gaps. But we, just like all areas, are losing our older population who have the history in their head. And that's what we're trying to do, is get as much of that out of their head.
When did you become involved with the Railway Historical Society?
I joined them in 1974 and remained active in the group until about 1988. I then rejoined the chapter in 2007.
What is your role with the society?
As a member of the Central Florida chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, I serve from time to time as a museum host on weekends from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and also participate in monthly work sessions at the museum that are organized by the Central Florida chapter NRHS.
What do you do while working at the museum?
Currently, I'm the chapter historian. And as historian, I prepare, write, record, preserve, and maintain for the chapter a chronological account of the historical events having great and lasting importance. And I also maintain a record of important chapter documents in electronic format for historical purposes.
How did the Central Florida Railroad Museum get started?
The Central Florida chapter of the NRHS purchased the former Tiberias and Gulf Railroad Depot in Winter Garden from the Seaboard Coastline Railroad on October 22, 1979, and immediately begun restoration efforts. The chapter held the grand opening and dedication of the Central Florida Railroad Museum on May 21, 1983, and the chapter members began holding their monthly meetings in the museum in January of 1986.
What can you tell us about the artifacts on display at this museum?
We have literally thousands of railroad artifacts, books, documents, and photographs on display in the museum. The main display focus, again, is Central Florida, but there are items on display from all over the U.S. and from several foreign countries as well.
Are there any that the museum consider it to be their crown jewel?
I guess there are several pieces over there related, again, to railroads from this area, and I would say that those would be the crown jewel of the museum.
How does the museum acquire these artifacts?
We've acquired them several different ways. A lot of the artifacts have been donated or given to the chapter as gifts, and then the chapter has purchased some things as well.
What is the level of involvement that the Central Florida chapter of the National Railway Historical Society has with the Central Florida Railroad Museum?
The Central Florida chapter of the National Railway Historical Society promotes railway heritage preservation and educates its members and the public about railroad transportation, its history, and impact, with a focus on Central Florida. Through the operation of the Central Florida Railroad Museum, the Central Florida chapter of the National Railway Historical Society is committed to the collection and preservation of railroad history, with a special focus on Central Florida, and the restoration and exhibition of railroad memorabilia for education and enjoyment of present and future generations. It is the chapter's intent that each visitor to the Central Florida Railroad Museum leave with such a pleasurable experience that they will tell others about the museum and return again and bring friends and family with them. Central Florida Railroad Museum is operated under a cooperative agreement between the City of Winter Garden, the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, and the Central Florida Chapter of the National Railway Historical Society.
As the Society has its meetings at the museum, what is a typical meeting like?
We meet monthly on the second Monday of each month, and we hold a business meeting first. That usually runs from 40 minutes to an hour. Next, we have refreshments. Always got to have something to eat and drink. And then we have a program, usually presented by either a guest speaker or a chapter member, which usually consists of either a PowerPoint presentation, a slide presentation, a video, or a movie.
and attendance at the monthly meetings ranges from 25 to 45 members and guests.
What kind of events does your group organize?
The chapter does organize field trips to various railroad-related sites throughout Florida and the southeastern U.S., and also organizes from time to time railroad rambles on the Florida Central Railroad that originate in downtown Winter Garden.
And what is a railroad ramble?
That's basically a train ride. Usually it's a day-long train ride, probably in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning, get back from 3 to 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Sounds like a fun day.
Yes, it is. Very much fun.
Are there any upcoming events that you'd like to promote for the Foundation, Society, or Museum?
The Winter Garden Heritage Foundation sponsors an annual charity golf tournament in May of each year, and they also sponsor the Winter Garden Music Fest in October of each year. Both of those are fundraisers for the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation. Both have been very successful. We just recently finished the Music Fest the first weekend of October. Had an estimated attendance this year of 20,000 folks for the 3 days. The museum participates in a number of events that are held in downtown Winter Garden throughout the year, and the Railroad Chapter members support the operation of the museum during Music Fest and the many other events that are held in downtown Winter Garden.
And so where Winter Garden has gone from a largely agricultural community to a suburban area in such a relatively short time, how has the Heritage Foundation and the Railroad Historical Society and the museum gone about educating the local community?
The Heritage Foundation and the Central Florida Chapter both educate folks as they come into the museum. We talk about the history of the area and how it evolved from its original beginnings with vegetables into citrus, and of course today into a more urban society. The Heritage Foundation also sponsors a number of school classes that come through the History Center and the Railroad Museum and the Heritage Museum each year, and those school children are educated about the history of our area and the changes we've seen since this area was first inhabited in the 1860s and 70s.
But thank you for taking your time today.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you, sir.
This has been The Railways of Central Florida, an interview with Phil Cross, and remember to check out our other podcasts, Winter Garden's 20th Century, Boom, Bust, and Rebirth, and the Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, Preserving Florida's Past, all parts of our series on Winter Garden. I am Nicholas Nemi, signing off for Phil Cross. Thank you for listening. There are many podcasts out there, and I think you chose the right one.
Thank you for listening to the Riches Documentary Podcast. Feel free to contact us with any questions or comments on the program that you just heard. Please join us for the next episode, The Oviedo Chickens.